from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Guys, I could not believe what I was hearing. Like, this is on our local radio station. This crap is being played. I couldn't even believe the words that I was listening to.
It's Mike Shope.
As a mom, it infuriated me. Like, why is this on here?
And the Bulldog.
Like, I started to get tears in my eyes. It upset me so much. And my 11-year-old daughter listens to this radio station. Never again will she listen to this.
It's Mike Shope.
I've got to collect myself because this is what our youth is being subjected to.
And the Bulldog.
This is on our radio station that our kids are listening to. I am so upset. This is ridiculous.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I cannot believe this stuff is on the radio. I just don't even understand why they think that's okay.
On WGR.
My daughter will never listen to that radio station again, ever. I am shaking. I cannot believe that filth is on there.
Sports Radio 550.
All I did was take the 5.5 with the Packers, and some people just
aren't ready
flip
for that.
Out. No, they're not ready for that. There goes the 11-year-old girl demo. Are there any 11-year-old girls who listen to us?
Yes.
How many? That are not, I don't mean that they're forced to.
Well, okay, forced to.
They're in the car with mom or dad.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that and you know that doesn't mean that they dislike it. Like I've met people over the years that have said, you know, I've met women over the years who've said, my dad used to, you know, listen to this when he would pick me up from school or running me to soccer practice or whatever, and I liked it, and I still listen now. So, you know, I don't know, that's not exactly, you know, I don't think when they're 11, they're going, oh, great, you know, but, you know, sometimes it sticks.
There's an 11-year-old girl right now in our audience going, wait a minute, isn't it Tuesday?
No screwing around, guys.
I'm pretty sure I know what that means. And she would be right. It's time now for Reverse AFC Power Rankings, powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. Gone are the days of newsless boredom. We don't know what to do with the rankings because nothing has happened. Well, lots has happened. Even with the Bills, with all the injuries and stuff. All right, ready? 16. Can we talk about the Steelers? Will you indulge me this time on the Steelers? I've wanted the Steelers to be just about the worst team in the conference. I've had a hard time getting my message across.
No, I bet.
Because you just simply go, playoffs.
I fight you every step of the way.
Yeah. And you even went as far last week, controversially last week, to say they should make the playoffs. And I don't know. Yes, preseason pledge,
That might have been a little hot takey by me there.
How many
should is a little strong.
How many games is that team winning?
Nine.
You're still there. Okay.
That's preseason.
They looked
terrible, yeah.
Terrible.
Inept. Yeah. But, you know, the Bills also haven't scored a touchdown in 2 weeks. So, I don't know.
They're using their starting quarterbacks. Do I want to put it like that? I mean, I don't know. At least Wilson.
Yeah.
And Fields, it might just be too far gone. I don't know. So frustrating.
I cannot believe. Listen, I'm more open to this than I was preseason pledge and whatever. I think an indicator of how bad it is there. Again, it's the preseason, and people might be just veering for no reason, like wildly off track. But the idea that Fields somehow off of anything that's happened in these 2 weeks seems like a better idea than Russell Wilson seems really desperate. Like, just like we don't know what else to do. Desperation. Because I don't think that dude to me is Trubisky. Like, he just is never going to see it. Maybe the light will go on in 5 years or something. I don't know, but I just don't think he's going to see, like, and just throw, like, just do it. Trubisky's the same way. Like, he's making me crazy watching him play. Before he got hurt, I was ready to just go get a different backup quarterback, please, because this is not going to be any good if you need him. If you need him, you're going to be screwed.
Is he likely back for the opener or no?
It's hard to say. It's multiple weeks, not week to week. It's multiple weeks, which is, you know, different. I guess week to week affords you the flexibility of being out less than 2 weeks, maybe. Multiple weeks, I feel like means, you know, well, more than two.
At least two.
Right.
I think they're the same. You want to ask McDermott this one later?
Are they
the
same?
I think they're the same. Well,
he differentiated them yesterday when listing the injuries. That's why I'm doing the same.
He's saying multiple weeks is worse.
Yeah, the Trubisky and MBS and somebody else, I forget whom, is in that category. And then week to week is where, like, Hamlin and someone else.
Spectre?
Yeah.
Maybe?
What
Mike Edwards was and Bishop?
Right. So I don't know. But to me, it's possible. Like, I thought.
All right, here.
I said a few times yesterday, they could very possibly do what they did late yesterday, which was sign a guy to get through this game Saturday, and then still get another guy after cut down or something. Like, if they feel like they need to have someone to back up Allen. Because I don't know if they're going to trust DiNucci or this new guy to do that.
Anthony Brown.
Thank you. So
week to week is we'll check back on you in a week. We know you are not available to us this week. We will talk again next week.
Right.
Week to week.
Right.
Multiple weeks. We are not talking to you again before 2 weeks go by.
Right.
All right. You win.
Thank you.
I'm not going to say Pittsburgh here, but I was just excited to bring up, like, oh my goodness, this could be a really a kind of a disaster there. No, I would be Raiders. Because I think May is starting to look fun in New England.
Yeah. I'm still curious if they're going to really... I watched a lot of that game last week, and I thought he looked good. And the coach is talking about it being a competition, but... The people that are watching practices are still like, yeah, he's mostly with the twos. So any idea that it's a competition, it really hasn't looked like a competition to the people who've watched competitions before, I guess.
But I would say, from what I've read on their wide receiver usage, the twos are the rookies.
Right.
Paul so that's Baker, him. Right. That's him anyway. The one, Tyquan Thornton is playing with the ones with Kendrick Bourne and maybe Douglas a little bit. And I'm not sure that's much of a difference. That's just wide receiver. Plus, running back is even Stevenson and Gibson are like somewhat comparable.
Yeah. No, I'm fine with. I would also. I mean, Gardner Minshew's their starter, Mike.
Yeah, Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas is fine. Yeah.
First time on top in at least a month. Somehow they were given more credit than they've been given today. 15.
Now New England. Matthew Judon got traded. That defense went from like, oh, it might not be bad to the whole team might be bad now.
Okay, there's no one else I'd want to
yeah.
Slide in here. Patriots at 15. 14.
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, yep. 14.
I won't give the speech.
People like the speech.
It's what they tune in for.
Yeah. We already thought. I said I was open. I was more open to them being down here just up. Because of the up here, mm-hmm. Because of the desperation of the maybe Fields clearly what clearly what he's clearly what better than Wilson. Well, then you should maybe light your quarterback room on fire.
Figuratively speaking,
yeah, sure. I don't want anyone to be burned.
No, we don't want that. Yeah. 13.
Thank you for clarifying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now no one can be confused.
So if I were here, if it was here yesterday and I said that, I mean, people are just thinking I want to burn quarterbacks alive, and that would be, I'd feel bad about that.
You'd think you were taken out of context, correct. But actually that is literally what you said.
Literally what I said, yes. I could have left it all alone here and stopped talking 10 seconds ago, but here I am.
13. Chargers. Quentin Johnston. Is it ever going to happen?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I'm going to go with a no.
It's just been about as bad as it could go for a first-round pick at receiver last year and then so far into this year, it seems. What I hear a lot pointed out about Quentin Johnston is how in the college football playoffs against Michigan, he had a monster game. It helped him get, he might not have been picked in the first round, mm-hmm. but for the TCU.
Okay, sure.
But for this amazing game he mm-hmm. had against Harbaugh. And so people leaving the light on for him are like, well, his new coach
got lit up by him, kind of, yeah.
But that's the best anybody can seem to do.
Yeah.
And who knows if it matters at all.
And who else is there besides him?
So Josh Palmer is right. probably the number one, since it's not Quentin Johnston. And then you have McConkey.
McConkey they drafted this year, right.
Yep. Running backs, pretty weak too. 12.
I'll go with the Jaguars here.
I want to say Denver, but I was looking forward to sort of making a point that maybe that's going well.
I think it might be going well.
So I will say Denver, because I don't think they're better than this yet.
I'll go Denver, too.
Denver at 12. That's good for Denver.
It seems too positive, though. Like, everything is going well. Bo Nix looks really good in the preseason. It feels very Kenny Pickett to me, like last year, where he's not pushing the ball down the field, but the completion percentage is high. Everyone's talking glowingly. He's running the offense well, and then the season starts, and it's a nightmare.
We will see. Denver-Seattle week one, I believe. Remembering that because the Russell Wilson rematch was week one on Monday night. I think they play week one this year, too. Old AFC West rivals, and that's actually true.
Yes, that's not
Denver
made up.
Seattle.
These two teams like have played before.
It sounds like a bit, but it's actually
frequently
true.
Frequently when they were division rivals.
When I was a big Seattle fan, Denver. Oh, those were tough games, I guess. Maybe. 11.
Well, by rule, I'm on the Jaguars.
We'll go Tennessee before them. I refuse to buy into Will Levis and the Mayo perfume, whatever that was last week. I'm still not over that.
Love the Mayo. I love the Mayo perfume. And
cologne.
Cologne, thank you.
Yeah.
And I have put in my first division winners parlay of the year.
Oh, I want to hear about it. I'm about to, aren't I?
With Tennessee at plus 950.
That's so brave.
It's like, all right, like, look, you got to go somewhere, like, get the big boost. I'm like, all right, I can see it, whatever.
It's I cannot see
$10.
It.
$10. I don't know.
All favorites and then the Titans, kind of?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah.
All chalk and the Titans.
Yeah.
I'll vote Tennessee here. Jacksonville goes into this season outranking Tennessee, I think. 10. I think Cleveland, too. I'll say Cleveland at 10.
Boy, the Jaguars are just getting plowed under. I'm fine with Cleveland.
In a good way, yes.
Right?
Yes,
right.
That's good in this. Right. Plowed under is good in this.
Problem is
they're
here,
plummeting.
Like, I kind of know Trevor Lawrence can play football. I'm 50-50 on Deshaun Watson, so I'll go Cleveland here.
Okay. 9.
Jacksonville.
8.
Colts.
Yep. 7.
I got to say Jets.
I'm going to go Miami.
Well, we'll be here all day if I don't pick one of those two teams. We're going to be here all day anyway, aren't we?
That is right.
That is the plan.
Yeah.
We will be here all day. We'll be here talking all day.
Could you imagine if we actually functionally figured out a way to do that? Just argue all day about whether the Jets or the Dolphins should be 7th in the reverse AFC. Hey, we got to take another break. We're not there yet. Who's the punter?
Yes. Have you seen the Jets throwback uniforms?
Do you know that turf?
The turf. I've liked the Jets more than the Dolphins all summer. So Miami. 6. Cincinnati.
I have to say Jets.
Jets.
5.
Bills.
Cincinnati. Trubisky hurt. Now you're worried.
It's the Trubisky swing.
They could get better at backup quarterback.
So it's not the injury that has you pessimistic.
But all of it, I don't know, man. none of what the list is really long, and there's like different degrees of guys that came back and are working on the side, and there's bikes and just stuff. In 2 weeks or almost 3 weeks, none of it might matter. Like everybody might be fine. Except for the week-to-week, or no, excuse me, the multiple-week guys. Like, they could be in trouble, and that includes Trubisky. But I don't know, like Curtis Samuel now is on that.
He's got turf toe.
He's in the week to week category. And I don't know, like, is he the one guy out of that whole group that there isn't really a duplicate for? Like, it feels like they've got a lot of guys that we're not sure what they're going to do with. Samuel, I don't know that we're not sure what they're going to do with him, because they're going to do everything with him. Like, he's jet sweep guy. He's in the backfield. He's slot guy. And I don't know if they've got another dude that they want to do all that with. So I'm over here wondering if, like, I don't know, how big are these playbooks? 1,000 pages? 800 pages? I'm wondering how much of the playbook comes out if Curtis Samuel doesn't play.
Well, that I agree with. But what we don't know yet is how integral he is to what they want to be. If you had something like McKenzie, if that's not too lazy of a comparison, McKenzie was not integral to what the Bills were, but he was available and he gave them ways of, you know, mixing you up. And I think Samuel could be that, or he could be more. I mean, I still can't figure out how this is going to look without feeling like it's logical to think 13 guys are going to be on the field.
Yeah.
But they all can't be on the field.
Well,
he might be the one that would get squeezed.
I don't know, man. They gave him $8 million a year, which I know in the NFL is like it's a drop in the bucket. It's like, you know, John Brown and Cole Beasley, like, oh, those are good contracts for veteran, decent receivers. So it's that. But in the group here, like, he can't be Isaiah McKenzie for this offense. Paying him that money, like, that would be just negligent, I think. I think they got him with a purpose, and I'm a little shook by him being sidelined, because I already said it. I mean, I think that it's possible that a bunch of stuff just goes, oh, well, we can't do any of that.
Let's hope it's not that drastic. I mean, I keep telling you, I think Knox is going to play half the game, and so that's one less spot I have for somebody we all like. And it sounds like Mac Hollins is too. Get to know 8 targets a game for Mac Hollins, perhaps. And like that, I know. I'm not telling you I'm.
Can we put the Bills with that? Can we put the Bills at 8 by chance? I mean, it's not helping my
vibes are real low now.
My mood vibes are low. Yeah,
it's your day.
Vibes are low.
I'll play your role from last week now and just sort of try to pump you up. It's your day to be pessimistic.
Yeah.
I'm on the Bengals at 5.
I'll go the Bills here. I'm less certain, but I'm kind of there with Bulldog too. Like, the Curtis Samuel injury kind of has me a little leery.
4.
Baltimore.
Cincinnati. The rule. Yep. I'll go the Bengals rule. Here. I enjoyed sort of knocking the Ravens down for a couple of weeks. But
up,
up. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's over now.
People are loving that, by the way.
The up and down.
Yeah, they love that.
Good.
Well, they love that.
It's
not just the 11-year-olds.
It's part of the thing.
It's part of the charm.
Yeah, that's right. It's integral.
It's even a lot of it. Actually, it's most of it.
Yeah.
Most of the charm of the reverse AFC power rankings are the confusion.
It's me not knowing whether to say down or up.
That's right.
Top or bottom. Good or bad. Yeah, that works. What number are we on?
3.
All right. Who's left? Wait.
Mm-hmm. I'll say Houston.
Okay. Yeah, me too.
2.
Baltimore.
Ravens. 1. Chiefs. Behind the back passes.
Sure. Behind the back passes and Xavier Worthy open behind the secondary every time I look at social media.
Right.
You know, fine.
That's what I was going to say.
You know.
We know they're good. That's not news. But is any team better at hyping its guys? And so many people are just so excited for it. But, you know, that's in a game, the pass to Kelsey. Mm-hmm. But, you know, just even practices day to day, the drumbeat with the Chiefs is always like, wow. Did you see this today? And no other team that I know of comes close to generating that. It starts with that they've proven what they can do and what Mahomes can do.
What I feel like they do better than everyone else, and I think this is from the team, is the highlights are actually highlights. Whereas I feel like some of that stuff, it's like, you know, dime from, I don't know, pick a name.
Dimes.
Here's a dime from the quarterback to this guy, and it's like, it's a one-on-one drill, and it's in super slow-mo because the ball only really traveled like 8 yards in the air or something, and it's just like, what am I looking at? The Chiefs' highlights look like highlights.
Good point.
Not just a completed successful passing play. They look like highlights.
Yeah.
Like something I'd want to see narrated by, you know, somebody on TV.
They win training camp.
Yeah.
I think they're 0-2, but they
yeah.
they're not winning games, but they're winning your hearts. Yeah, they are 0-2. Not that anybody cares.
Good to have that buttoned up.
Yes, I know. Let's not leave that out there. It's been mentioned, Sean McDermott is coming on today. That'll be at 4. It's been a long time for us since we've talked to the Bills head coach. Sal Capaccio with the practice update, all the injuries to be sorted out, roster moves, that will be at 5. Where did we get it wrong in the reverse AFC power rankings? 803-0550 is the number. They are brought to you by Powered Even by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit empireelectricians.com. You can certainly, like I said, and is almost always the case, call in, tell us what you think about what we've said. But also, we got to sort out some of the injury stuff. Like the Samuel conversation is a good one. Backup quarterback is a good one. You know, safeties, maybe they're trending up, but still a lot to... I mean, for McDermott already to have pivoted off his plans for
right.
the preseason. It's like, it's too many guys are hurt.
Right.
Everybody sits
right.
for Saturday.
That happened, yeah, that was Monday. That was yesterday he did that. So, yeah, it tells you that they're, you know, spooked is maybe too strong, but, you know, whatever. They're veering.
And we'll take your thoughts on that, too, if you think maybe that's a good call or not. Lines are open now. Mike Schopen and the Bulldog, the Bills coach at 4 today. Thanks for listening to WGR.
That's one of the challenges we have, both at safety and at linebacker, where pivotal pieces that have not been able to rep, whether it be completely from the spring and training camp included, or in some cases, a lot of the majority of training camp. So it's a challenge. You know, we'll find our way through it. The biggest challenge is having a player hurt is one thing, but having a new player hurt who doesn't know what we're doing systematically is another challenge. So we're trying to capture every rep we can, just using them and walk through this week because we're getting closer and closer to the season here.
Ah, but Joe Andreessen. Maybe he's the savior. Sean McDermott there. He'll join us at 4. McDermott, not Joe Andreessen. No plans to speak with him today. Maybe in the
Why
future.
Why not?
We should. Probably should.
Let's make a call.
Living the dream, right?
Yep.
1 week from today, plus half an hour, is the cut deadline. And as you may know, different from years past, not different this year, but it used to be spread out, the cuts. And you can still cut guys whenever you want. But you have until next Tuesday, the 27th, at 4, to get to 53. And some teams might cut as many as 37 players
yep.
on that day. Huge. And, you know, one benefit to the team here, of course, having 90 this late into the summer, into preseason, is the situations like the one the Bills are in.
Right, they've got guys that they can put on the field that they ostensibly don't, I don't want to say they don't care if they get hurt, because you never want anyone to get hurt, of course, but it's not going to affect the regular season if, you know, something happens to them in this game on Saturday. You know, if they do something good and can help themselves, maybe it helps them land somewhere else, but, you know, most likely they're not in the Bills' plans.
Right. Let's go to Matt here. Hi, Matt.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. My question for you today is that, you know, roughly 3 or 4 years ago, I recall that the Bills had strung together a couple of seasons where they actually, it became a storyline where they had, like, the fewest injuries in the NFL, or they were one of the least injured teams in the
yeah.
NFL.
Yeah.
And to the point where even, I think it was Gabe Davis got interviewed. He's like, we really don't do squats, like, during the regular season. That was one example. So I'm wondering if, you know, not focusing on that one example, but, you know, has there been a turnover in the personnel and the training staff, or a shift in ideology? Has anything changed that we could even begin to address and say, hey, I know we can't expect to be that top level of, you know, never getting injured kind of team. But, you know, this is, it seems like it's kind of the opposite now. And I didn't know if there had been any kind of shift. Excuse me.
Not that I know of.
No, I can't speak to the personnel. I suppose, you know, you could probably go through old media guides and find if there's been changes in people there. But I would be stunned if they changed anything philosophically, because it had been going very well. You know, we did talk about it. I don't know about a lot, but we certainly talked about it. The training center and the hyperbaric chambers and just all the state of the art, right? Player tracking. Like, are they on to something? Do they have an edge? You probably always, well, I know I wanted to believe that they had been on some leading edge. It was probably, not to totally discredit that, because you should do scientifically all you can do to manage your players and prevent injury. But I think it probably was mostly good luck 3 or 4 years ago, and now it's bad luck. It's
100%.
What it is. So I don't think there's really any smoking gun to find. I think fans like to think about it. I happened to hear someone call Steve and Chris yesterday on One Bills Live bringing up Rusty Jones
not again.
From the 80s. I don't think you can there's no one to blame. It's just crap luck is all it is.
But you said too, are there some differences? Probably. But I've always thought it was mostly luck. Because what sense would it make? I know it's a relative thing, but what sense would it make that the teams in the National Football League, billion-dollar organizations, would just like not have common sense when it came to injuries? You know, there are these examples that stick out where you hear that somebody was negligent. You know, that's a story when you hear that.
Or a team pushed a guy to play hurt.
Anything
whatever. Yeah.
Like that. But it's insane the level of detail and preparation that goes into all of this. And some teams are going to have worse injury luck. That isn't established for this team yet. The caller, Matt, thank you, Matt, remembers it the way I do a few years ago. I mean, I'd bring that up. The offensive line has never missed a snap together or anything. You know, you had that. You had Hyde and Poyer. Imagine what life would be. Would it be different if one of them got hurt? This is like 5 years ago. Lots of examples of that. One other thing that's different, if you think about last year, is they're older. And that's just a simple, mm-hmm. you know, reality that if your players are older, there's more risk of injury. Trey White had already had a bad knee injury. Von Miller, you know, Milano. These are all veteran players who've been hurt big time before.
Yep.
And you're just going to have that much greater chance for it to happen again. Now you get younger, and you certainly don't want to see, you know, a lot of your younger guys getting hurt significantly, but older teams, this would happen. And again, we're not yet to the season, so we don't know. See, week to week, and, you know, we're having fun with the terminology. There are 19 days before the season. Forget this Carolina game. It means nothing. So you've got 19 games before week one,
days.
Arizona. 19 days before week one, Arizona. And, you know, you can almost put any injury into a certain bucket week to week, multiple weeks, that does not rule out that player for week one.
Right.
Whether that's Trubisky or MVS or whoever you want, not Milano. But almost everybody else we're talking about could be ready and healthy for week one. And hopefully they are. Arizona.
Yep.
There's some Arizona buzz.
Yeah.
Not from you. You hate Arizona.
Yeah, but I'm...
I just remembered, so do I.
We have to.
We both.
It's part of the brand.
Yes.
We just, you know, some things you just don't have a choice about, kids. So, you know, you work here, you have to hate the Cardinals. Or at least on this show, I should say. Sam Monson, I think last week, maybe one of the last things you asked him last Tuesday or Wednesday, whatever day it was, you know, dark horse type team, and he chose them. And, yeah, like, I'm spooked. I mean, I put the Bills 5 in reverse AFC. Probably I put them 10, but I'm spooked by all this stuff. You know, it's the summer, and I don't. You know, the preseason games are immaterial, other than the injuries that are happening to me, but they're adding up. And I don't know. I think I might have woken up today thinking about what if they lose to the Cardinals week one or something. Like I'm in a dark place right now with them.
Wow. I mean, they could.
Sure.
It's always been this way. Before the injuries, it was still because of the roster changes. It's been how much do they have to lean into Allen? How much is he worth? We know how much he's worth, but you take several good players off the team, will it matter in the end to their record, like to their results? And so it's still that. It's a little bit more that, maybe. The Milano injury is the one. You know, losing, due respect, MVS or Trubisky doesn't change anything about their their fortunes. You're even saying maybe it leads to an upgrade.
Yeah.
Maybe in both cases.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. Like I wonder with how, you know, last week we had a Corey Davis minute, I don't know, hour maybe, I don't know, whatever it was.
Yeah.
But it seemed like evidence that they're still looking, unless it was, I did at one point suggest maybe it's just a favor to an agent, you know, put our name on it. He's out there. He's looking for work. Okay, great. But they might still be looking, and injuries to their receiver room could have them looking even more so next Tuesday at 4 o'clock or 4:01 when got, you know, there might be more names circled than ever before on their, you know, potential targets once guys get released. Like if that guy goes, you know, get on the phone. If that guy goes, get on the phone. I wouldn't be surprised if that list is getting a lot more attention this year because of the injuries that they have now, especially at quarterback with Trubisky, you know, like on one hand, I'm inclined to sort of go, well, you know, if something happens to Allen, the season's in inferno anyway, so forget it. Like, who cares, right? That's like if he's devastated out for the year type thing. I don't think there's any coming back from that. But part of my reasoning with thinking about Trubisky and wanting them to do something different there and hopefully maybe that this will force them to do something different is, you know, the concussion spotter sends Allen to the locker room and he's got to miss a drive or two or a quarter or whatever. Or, you know, he gets dinged something, he's got to miss a week or two. You always want to be as good as you can be. And like I said, like I'm a little bit at odds because I feel like Allen is so prominent and so important that the whole thing derails without him. But there are times where quarterbacks miss a week or two or a series or two, and I just do not trust Trubisky at all to get anything good done. He might not hurt you badly. I mean, he threw a horrible pick on Saturday, but maybe part of the reason they like him is he doesn't take chances. But that's the biggest problem I have with him is he just doesn't want to throw the ball down the field. He just doesn't see it or feel it quickly enough, I don't think.
There are a few names. Ryan Tannehill probably would be the most prominent. A.J. McCarron, I think, might also be a free agent, but the Bills made a move to Anthony Brown, so they're not to those guys yet, if they'll ever get there. 803-0550, Sean McDermott at 4. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, Sean McDermott coming up at 4. Here's Jay with us. Hi, Jay.
Hey, guys. You know, Allen can only do so much. I feel like grabbing a backup quarterback isn't that difficult for us to accomplish, but this, you know, receiver issue that we have, the new shiny toy doesn't necessarily look like, you know, he's going to be a difference maker early. We can only lean on a second year tight end so much. You know, I mean, is it crazy to start fantasizing about Ayuk again and like bring somebody in that is an absolute target?
I think crazy, no, a waste of time probably, yeah, because I don't think it's going to happen. But I don't think it's crazy at all. I mean, I thought the minute Diggs got traded, it might have been within minutes of him getting traded, I started thinking about Brandon Ayuk and talking about Brandon Ayuk. And he still hasn't re-signed. I mean, he's under contract, but he hasn't got a new contract yet. And so it's still just hovering out there. So I get thinking about it, but I just think if they were going to do something like that, they would have done it in March or April or May or June or July.
And I still would guess that they wanted to. But as we know, they were limited this year with the cap, and it wouldn't have been just as easy as wanting to. Ayuk. I also have just never heard the Bills at all in that. And that could just be simply the cap. Because, you know, Bean has made big moves, and he's gone for the number one receiver. This was just not the year to do it, I think, is probably how it fell or how he looked at it. You know, can I, random question?
Sure.
How often do you wash your screens, like your phone and your computer?
Wash?
Yeah, like clean.
Oh, Multiple times
wash.
A day?
Wash isn't the word.
Wash, yeah, I don't know.
Soap and water.
Right, get the power washer out. No.
The light is just so on mine today that it looks ridiculously bad.
You can see like all the stuff I've that is landed all the smudge. On there.
It's a touch screen,
yeah.
And I'm just seeing too many fingerprints. And
I much more regularly do it to my phone because it's, you know, it's kind of, you just pick it up and like, you know, your the end of your shirt or something and wipe it off. I do that. Almost out of habit, even so much that it needs it. The iPad is so far gone at this point that I don't do much with it anymore because it can't really be saved.
Do you have like a little rag or something that's meant for this, or what do you use?
Oh,
tissues or paper towels?
Yeah, paper towel or the
shirt,
depending on the shirt. Like
depends on the shirt.
Yeah, like harder. Like
seems like there's a good chance the shirt is not actually cleaning your screen though.
I mean, it gets the smudges away. That's all I'm really looking for. I mean, it's not like there's the phone, as far as I know, it doesn't go four-wheeling, so there's not like mud on it.
What are you supposed to use?
I think like the same kind of cloth you use to clean your glasses.
Okay, right.
So
whatever that's made out of.
So you won't scratch it. And the reason I say depending on the kind of shirt is depending on the how the shirt is made. Older cotton, heavier cotton shirts will scratch your glasses. I know this because the first pair of glasses I had, I destroyed in pretty short order doing exactly that. Like taking them off and wiping in my shirt and like they just got all scratched up. The glasses I have now don't really have, they have got some smudges from like accidents and stuff, but they don't have scratches on them and I only use a certain kind of shirt.
I heard too that using your shirt to clean your glasses also wears away what they're meant for, you know, I have these progressive lenses. Okay. So if I'm using my shirt to clean them, I think I'm basically ruining them.
Yeah.
Even if I don't scratch them. Yeah. So let's not do that.
So I think one of those soft cloths that come with glasses, I think is what you're supposed to use to clean the glass screens of your devices.
Then how do you clean those?
Yeah, I don't know. I've never laundered I've never laundered one of those.
Clean the...
I think they just they get old enough and you go, "Okay, do I have a new one of that?" Like I seem like we always have those around the house. Maybe they even come with some of these Apple products. I don't even know.
Yeah, you can buy them in the phone stores.
Yeah. So I always have a fresh one it seems like.
Good for you, man. You were living well.
I still use the shirt.
You were living well, watching The Sopranos at night, eating cereal. Just glasses cleaner, right. Rags sitting all over the place. Every room in the house, just a stack of them.
Yeah, that's don't exaggerate too much.
Friendly dog.
Yeah.
Fred.
Friendly dog.
Sean McDermott coming up. It's been several years since we've talked to the Bills head coach. Looking forward today to doing so. That's right ahead. We'll talk to Sal later, too, on what happened at practice and his turn at sorting out all the injury stuff the Bills are dealing with. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog back with Sean McDermott after this here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.